Hi, friends, and welcome to Socialistic Approach Podcast. For those of you guys who have been listening, thank you so much. Really mean it. And I hope that you enjoy this episode as well. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram under socialistic_approach. On there, I post whenever there's a new episode, but I also do small reflections, and it gives you guys a great way to participate through comments, DMs, all that good stuff. Today, we're going to be talking about conviction. What a heavy word. It carries a lot of weight. Conviction brings loyalty and integrity to our beliefs. It ties us to certain things that are non-negotiable in our lives. I was having a conversation with a friend and the word conviction came up. And it really made me think. It made me think about my own conviction, my own commitment to those beliefs. And without conviction, where does our character lie? Which, by the way, episode 1, if you guys haven't heard it, is on character and purpose. But conviction helps us be committed, honest. It's a clear set of values on what we believe in. And so without conviction, we will have a very fragile character. How are we really showing up without convictions? Or convictions that are mediocre? Things that we call convictions, but in reality, as soon as things get difficult, or as soon as you're being judged by them, you deviate from them. And if that's the case, is it a good time to reflect on our convictions? I was strolling through Instagram, and I saw this interesting post. It's from a page, I don't really follow them, I just happened to run into this post. It's the Brad Shop Boys, and it's actually a podcast based on three guys who watch Sex and the City. And one of them did a post on episode 12 from season 1, O Come All Ye Faithful. On this episode, anybody who's watched Sex and the City knows who Miranda is. Miranda has a new partner, and her partner does something a little bit odd after or every time they have sex. He immediately hops into the shower. It's like a must. He doesn't stand there and cuddle or lay down. He has to immediately go to the shower and then continue with anything else. So Miranda, on one of these nights, kind of says something. And the reason why he does this is because he says it's related to how he grew up Catholic and he was taught that, you know, sex was bad and taking a shower after he will have like immoral thoughts or any type of act will always help him feel clean. So Miranda, of course, tries to convey, you know, a different message and how, you know, he shouldn't feel guilty. And he gets very defensive. Oh, you people, you know, refers to her suddenly. Like, if you have the right to say what is sin and what's not, etc., etc. And so on this post, this is reflected, and also the fact that he talks about his own experience with being in a marriage, getting engaged, calling it off, and being a virgin at 30 in New York. He goes to ask his followers, so is religion a deal breaker? Anyone have a dating story like Miranda's? What do you think about the scene? And immediately my thoughts go into conviction. This guy has none. You know, this character in this scene has no conviction because he's doing an act and then does another act thinking that he can undo the guilt that he feels for that first act. So this guy wants his cake and he wants to eat it too. But there is no conviction behind that. All there is unresolved guilt. Because when you have conviction, you know why you're doing something. you know what's inspiring you to not do that or to do it. What does religion have to do with that? This is the core of our belief. I'm talking about having an authentic belief. And that has to have conviction. So if you're going to wait to marriage, let it have conviction. If you're going to explore your sexuality, do it with conviction, meaning you're welcoming it with all it comes. If you're going to treat someone a certain way, do it with conviction because you believe in it. It's because it represents you. It's because you're staying true to yourself. That is important. It's literally the art of knowing and discovering who you are. May I add that it's going to change. Some of your convictions will change. Some of your values will change. But there's a core to that. And that's the integrity and commitment that you're going to have with yourself. Your self-respect. And honoring yourself. And therefore honoring and respecting other people. Do you find yourself to be a wishy-washy person? Somebody who lacks commitment, who just throws free words that have no true meaning behind them? And listen, I'm holding myself. You know what? Today we're holding ourselves accountable. I'm including myself in that. It's accountability day. And part of having self-love is having accountability with yourself. It's asking yourself these questions. Because we don't want to stay stuck. We want to grow. We want to grow. When we love ourselves, we want to grow. And asking and questioning our convictions is an important process of that. It's an important process of building your character. It's an important part of building trust with yourself and trust with other people. If you lack conviction, you're going to have relationship issues. You're going to have conflicts with other people and yourself. Most importantly, with yourself. Having your convictions clear makes you a decisive person. Because when it comes time to make a decision based off those values, if your conviction is solid, you're going to ease more into that situation than if they weren't. What if, I don't know, we don't have time for that, right? We want to set some time for ourselves and know what we actually stand for, especially in such a big time of need. Elections are coming up. You have to know what your convictions are. You have to know why you're voting for what you're voting for. Mind you, I'm not saying we have the best choices out there right now. But you have to have conviction behind what you do. And that's something that I had to sit down with myself and really, really reflect on and recommit. Because we make mistakes. We're human. Sometimes we just want to go with the flow, man. But mistakes bring us consequences, but they also bring us lessons. Lessons, mind you, that could help us mold our convictions. Help us learn where we really stand, what we like and what we don't like. What we want to do the next time around. How many times have we wished we could get on a time machine and relive a moment in our lives? Well, not realizing that life literally is already doing that for us. Oh, yes. Because how many times have you said to yourself, why am I going through this again? Oh my God, here we are again. It's an opportunity to confront your convictions. It's an opportunity to see if the promises that you made to yourself the last time that happened, if you're really gonna do it this time. I'm telling you, we sometimes make one mistake and we learn from it. But other times, and God knows I've been there, have to make the same mistake about 10 times. We literally get presented with the same scenario. It could be a different, it could be this different horse, right? Or it's a horse, a different color horse, but it's still a horse. So it's the same thing when you really think about it. Very similar. Different people, but a similar scenario. Similar dilemma. And yet we find ourselves doing the same thing because it's a lot easier to repeat what we're comfortable with rather than doing something new. But all of a sudden we have memory loss. We don't remember the last time we were in that similar situation, the promises that we made to ourselves. And if you're finding yourself constantly in that, I urge you to ask yourself, what are your convictions? What are the promises that you haven't kept with yourself? And if you can't keep them with yourself, how can you keep them with others? So today I ask that we reflect on our convictions and if our convictions bring us peace. Because that's the most important aspect of this. When we are decisive, when we make a decision and we have conviction behind it, it should bring us peace. Peace is a sign of that. And if it doesn't, then it has some room to question it. And that's okay. That is literally the journey we are on. To discover ourselves and to renew ourselves every day. Thank you guys for listening. I wish you guys, as always, so much love and blessings. Till next time.